Oh God, I'm very nervous. Dear Santa Claus, first of all, dear Santa Claus, let me explain, right? I tried to write you a letter, but to be fair, my writing was like a chicken scratch. But it was like the chicken had drank a full bottle of gin. You wouldn't have been able to understand a word of it. So I'm sending you an audio, and apparently audio is taking off around the world for the last 2 or 3 years since the microphone was invented about 4 years ago. So here we go. And excuse me now if I make a mistake because I'm rattling now here. Dear Santa Claus, what's the what's the feckin' story? Sorry, Santa. I nearly got off to a bad start there. Give you the wrong impressionism of me. Because I've been a really, really good boy lately. And I haven't cussed or anything. Now, you might hear voice recordings out on the internet of me cursing. But let me explain, they're deep fakes. And as I explain to everyone on the internet, deep fakes are real, Santa Claus. Alright, it's a conundrum, but think about it. All of them. Anyway, lately I even block my ears when I listen to my favourite rap stars curse. I put my fingers in when they're gonna curse, so I don't even hear them curse, and I never even curse in my head. You know the way sometimes people do that? They say don't curse and then you're cursing in your head. I don't even do that. You know what I mean? Now, the one thing I will admit to, Santi, is I do tend to smoke a bit of weed. But what I did was, right, I applied for Californian citizenship and I got it. And weed is legal in that continent. So I think I'm covered there. Everything is fine. And anyway, Santa, you are rumoured to have a drink in every Irish household you visit. Aren't ya? The Irish always leave ya a bit of Baileys or a pint of Guinness. I remember one morning when all the cookies were gone and a whole bottle of Baileys was gone, and when I asked my dad if Santa drank it, he said,
"Shawnee boy, don't be ridiculous. Santa doesn't drink and fly."
And then I noticed that it wouldn't have been you, but you would drink and fly if you smoked a bit of green on the sleigh, kid. Sorry, Santa, sorry. Anyway, my dad said that he'd a pain in his head all that day, Christmas Day. So I'd say it was him that polished off the bottle of Baileys that night. You know what I mean? I'm rambling again. It's the butterflies in my stomach. Or is it that I'm buttering you up? Because I'm getting to the point here now. And the point is, Santa, this is my Christmas wish list. Alright? And it's the first one that I've sent you in a long time. And I think it's an important one. Now, number one on my list is something that's very dear to my heart. And it's something that I really hope you can get me, alright? It's a punch-out-up haircut. It's two punch-out-up haircuts from my girlfriend Penelope. She's getting a new bicycle for Christmas. And I want to make sure that she's always pumped up for action. The bike, no, Santa, not Penelope. I mean, why would my girlfriend need to be pumped up? Sorry, it's early here and my thoughts are a small bit scattered. They're all over the fucking place. And sorry about that there again. I hope that's not a black mark. I'm just trying to construct my sentences properly. Okay, look, what I said there last was a lie. And I know you know everything. So I'm going to do a confessional. Penelope is a blow-up doll. And right now, she's all I have. So I need those repair kits. But that's okay, Santa, isn't it? Surely, you understand. I mean, you're a guy that only comes once a year. So surely you'd have compassion for me here, would you? Okay. So number two on my list, the second one. Now, this is a simple one. Can you send me a jar of Nutella that's infused with cannabis oil? because it would save me a lot of trips to the fridge. Hope you can do that for me. Now, number three on my list. I couldn't say third, because Irish people say third, like third, and I thought that might be a curse and I'd get another black mark. Anyway, number three, I wish for more laughter in the world. So could you tell this joke to everyone you meet, or even write it out and leave it on the table? So when the family gets up in the morning, or whoever gets up in the morning, they'll be able to read it, right? So there's these two stoners, and they're walking along a railway track, stoned off their heads, right? And one stoner says, "This is a really long feckin' staircase, man." And the other stoner says, "I don't mind the stairs, man. It's how low this handrail is that's killing me." The world needs more giggling, Santa. And I think if you left that note on everyone's table, it would be better this Christmas. Number four, Santa, is to wish all the bears and fiends in Gaelandia the bestest Christmas ever. The bestest holidays ever. Is it possible to send each and every one of them a weighted comfort blanket from me so that they can sleep safely Christmas Eve without waking up too much excitement and all that? I'd really like to know that they're all happy that night. They really warm my bones there sometimes when I'm scrolling through Twitter on these cold, depressing, long winter nights, all alone in the attic with a deflated doll and an empty bong. Jeez, it sounds like a Yeats poem. But they cheer me up, so can you make sure that they all have a lovely Christmas? Please? Thanks. And my fifth wish is my last wish. It's for my twin brother, who was born from another mother, so he's not my twin brother, he really is. I'll get into that some other time. There's some kind of mix-up with a DNA center, and I don't know. We'll talk about that some other time, Santa Claus. Now I wish for him that his voice stays healthy and that he keeps doing what he loves. I know sometimes we have our fights and the public that over Twitter, but I really admire him. I really do, and I hope he turns out like me one day. Happy, successful, and I hope he makes it in the entertainment world. I mean, he's a bit the guy at Santa before he gets to my level. But I know you can keep those frogs from his throat. And maybe you can get him something from when his belly rumbles. Because I often hear him having long arguments with his feckin' belly. When it's all squishy, how can someone just, like, shout at their belly hasn't got a brain. And it hasn't got a mouth, even though the belly button kind of looks like an open mouth. Oh, like Penelope's mouth. Oh, Santa, I hope that's not another black mark. Anyway, if you could do that for my brother, I'd be very happy. Now, that also ties into world peace. I hope that this year everybody has a peaceful year and that the world calms down and we all just relax and take it easy. Hopefully, it'll happen. Hopefully. So can you help me with that too, Santa? Alright? And before I go, give all my love to Mrs. Claus, the red-nosed reindeer. Because I know she reigns there. Pardon the pun. Now they say behind every great man, there's a great woman. And I'm sure Mrs. Claus is the bestest woman ever. I'd say she's some bit of stuff. She's some bit of gear. I'd say she's unreal. So, yeah, give all my love to her. And that's my Christmas list for you this Easter. May you, Santa, Mrs. Claus, the bunnies, the Oompa Loompas, the elves, all have a great time. And remember, Santa, you only work once a year, you lucky fecker. But that's once more than me. No wonder you're always smiling. You're rogue, yeah. Okay. So that's it. Bye-bye, Santa. Oh, and P.S. If I see the Grinch, I'm kicking him in the balls, Sandy. I'm kicking him straight in the bollocks. I'll kick him so hard in the bollocks, it'll come up his throat and he'll look like Frankenstein. Hope I didn't get too many black marks there now. I think I'm allowed 10. I probably got the 8, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, see you soon. And remember, come down my chimney and give me my gift. I can't wait for the Nutella. Catch you later.